This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The National Weather Service has posted a winter weather advisory for most of the state. It takes effect at 7 o'clock tonight. Mixed precipitation is on the way, with the potential for a thick layer of ice in some parts of the region. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now on Skype. Could you walk us through when the ice storm takes hold, Dave?
Yeah, so first of all, we want to, refrain from sort of calling it a big ice storm, because it's really not. It's just some glazing that we're going to see here over the next several hours, right up until tomorrow morning. This is not a big deal for most areas. Now, as you get over Worcester County, some of that icing could be more significant, on the order of around a quarter of an inch. But what's going to happen tonight, Lisa, is that temperatures now, which are at or slightly below freezing, they'll go down a little bit for the next couple of hours, and then they'll actually start to trend upward as we head toward tomorrow morning. So that by the time we get to the morning commute, places like Boston will be above freezing. It'll be probably above freezing even east of 495 for the most part. And that means you've got to go west of 495 tomorrow morning to find that icing. Now, could there be scattered power outages and some tree damage in the areas hit hardest by the glazing? Absolutely. That would be northern Worcester County, perhaps western Middlesex County, and on through the Pioneer Valley. But basically, this is just more of a driving, hazardous driving event. So later tonight, you just want to be careful on those roads which are not treated.
And once again, the majority of that kind of glazing, enough to cause some problems on the roads, will be around where?
Yeah, so it's going to be everywhere, even in greater Boston, on untreated surfaces. The good news is the temperatures are right around freezing, so any product that's put down by municipalities will work really fast. If temperatures were around 20, which is not unheard of for these types of situations, it would be a lot worse because the ice would stick around. It takes longer for the product to work. But when you have a temperature of 30, 31, 32, you put down the salt, basically melts everything almost instantaneously. So treated surfaces will be fine. One thing to remember for folks coming home this evening, as you walk into your driveway or walkway, that's where you could have some problems. I suspect some people may take a nasty fall because their surfaces are not going to be treated. So I think that, someone's walkway, driveway, steps are probably the most hazardous thing that we have here over the next several hours and into the overnight, because folks will not have treated their own properties.
And then what happens tomorrow?
So tomorrow morning when we get up, it's raining over most areas, with the exception of what we talked about over Worcester County, where I think the freezing rain will linger a lot longer. It comes to an end probably between about 10 and noontime, and thereafter temperatures will be fairly mild. It should get up towards 40, maybe even a little bit above 40, right downtown Boston, but it'll stay in the mid to upper 30s as you get west of the city. The Cape and the Islands, they'll be in the low 50s tomorrow afternoon, fairly mild. Dry day on Wednesday, and then we have another storm system coming in here for Thursday night and Friday. The morning commute on Thursday, no problems. The evening one could have some problems. I think about this time, so about 72 hours from now, we probably will have snow flying. Several inches of snow are likely before a mix and change. The storm on Thursday is a colder one, so unlike this one, which is starting as freezing rain, that one's most likely going to start as accumulating snow.
Okay, we'll check back with you then. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.